Everybody, it is the Capitol Forum, and today we're going to center on, since we are going into the Christmas season, we have a wonderful guest here, because what we never talk about is peace. We're always talking about how to fix something in a violent manner. So we are basically going to be talking about peace today in different ways. Our first guest for the first hour is Doug. And he is a peace moderator, if you would. And I wanted everybody to kind of give him a welcome hand. Are you there, Sergey?
And yes, I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Tom, you there?
I am here and present.
Okay. We are going to be talking about ways in which we can provide peace. Okay. Doug, are you there?
I am here.
Why don't you give everybody a little bit of idea who you are?
Sure. I am, professionally, I am trained as a lawyer. I practiced law for 22 years, and through a set of circumstances that slowly changed my life, I realized that being a trial lawyer was not really of service and not really what I was called to do. And so I went back to school and obtained my master's degree in peacemaking and conflict studies from the Western Mennonite University. So I was trained by the Mennonites, which is one of the traditional peace churches in the Christian tradition. And after, while obtaining my, working on my master's degree, which completely transformed the way that I looked at human conflict from that of an adversarial lawyer to looking at conflict as a multidimensional, challenging but also solvable problem, I left the practice of law and started my personal practice as a professional mediator in 2000. And that's what I've been doing ever since. I write books, I lecture, I go around the world training people how to be effective peacemakers. I've had lots of interesting opportunities. I've done over 2,000 mediations, ranging from criminal cases, aggravated assaults and rapes and murders, to actually mediating between the victims and the offenders, to mediating clergy sexual abuse cases in the Catholic Church, to $500 million business disputes. And I right now, I think the project that is most transformative for me is that I am working in the largest, most violent women's prison in the world, teaching murderers to be peacemakers. And I've been in there for 2 years. This is a totally pro bono project, and we've taught over 175 women to be peacemakers, and they are reducing violence in the prison. Amazing.
Excellent. Project. That is excellent. And see, that's, we always focus on things that are how we're going to fix something through conflict. And I applaud you. I spent a little time on your website and what have you. And I'll be honest, on the break here, we're going to have a talk. I think I know you.
Really?
We'll be right back. This is Capitol Forum. And we're going to make peace today, guys. Let's get out there.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Lovely version of Over the Rainbow. And I think we're going to be going over the rainbow today. We're going to be talking here. We're talking to Doug Knoll. And we're talking about peace. And we'll do two things. We'll start off with the question that Sergey had, which I prohibited him from saying to you over the break. Okay. So, Sergey, go ahead.
Here is my prohibitive question. why did you decide to become a moderator?
Mediator.
Sorry.
The story goes something like this. I was a trial lawyer, and then in my mid 30s, I started studying the martial arts, and I wasn't very good at it in the beginning. But eventually, I got good at it. I became a second degree black belt, and that by then I was probably 40 or 41, and my teacher looked at me and said, "You're done here," because the martial arts that I was studying was an extremely vicious form of street fighting, a northern Chinese animal style. And he said, "You need to go learn Tai Chi." I kind of looked at him funny and said, "Don't come back until you've mastered Tai Chi," which means that I will never come back because you never mastered Tai Chi. Tai Chi is the oldest martial arts of all martial arts come from Tai Chi. And it's, although you'll see old people in the parks doing these flowing movements, actually it itself is a very effective and powerful martial art. In Tai Chi, there are two paradoxes that I learned. The first is the softer you are, the more the softer you are, the stronger you are. The more vulnerable you are, the more powerful you are. So I didn't get these paradoxes. And when I first went into Tai Chi school to learn Tai Chi from these Tai Chi masters who were maybe 100 pounds dripping wet, they were throwing me all over the room, and I couldn't even get my hands on them. Couldn't touch them. Literally could not touch them. And that was my first lesson in humility. So over a period of 3 or 4 years, I began to understand Tai Chi and began to understand that if you're soft, you're strong. If you're vulnerable, you're powerful, which was completely opposite of the adversary ideology of the kick-ass trial lawyer and the kick-ass black belt. So one day I was standing in a courtroom cross-examining somebody in my own inimitable aggressive way, and the thought came to me, what the heck am I doing in here? So at the end of the trial, I had a scheduled vacation to go on a whitewater trip up in Idaho, whitewater rafting and kayaking is something I've been doing for many years. And so I spent the week on the main Salmon River in the River of No Return Wilderness, rafting on my own raft, just with some friends, all by myself, floating down, powering through these big rapids, thinking about how many people I'd really served as a trial lawyer. And when I got to the end of the trip, I could only count 5 people that I felt that I'd really served as a lawyer. You know, I don't want to go another 15 or 20 or 30 years and only have said I've only served, really effectively served 15 or 20 people. So that's when I decided I'd do something different. I didn't know what it was going to be. So I live in the mountains of Central California, halfway between Yosemite and Kings Canyon National Park, about 30 miles northeast of Fresno, California. And I was driving down out of the mountains to come into town to go to work after this trip, and I heard the one and only public service announcement for this new master's degree program at Fresno Pacific University, which is the Western Mennonite University, which happens to be located in Fresno. And that kind of caught my attention. I said, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. So I went down there, and they were shocked to see me because they knew who I was. And they did not expect to see Doug Dole walk through the door. And so we talked. And, you know, that summer I decided that I would enroll in the program. And it was the second day of class, they hooked me. I said, this is it. This is what's missing. This is my calling. It was just, as people talk about this, and then until you've experienced it, you just don't know. But you have this experience, and all of a sudden you just know, this is where I'm supposed to be. So I went back to the office, and, you know, I was a senior partner in a pretty large law firm, and I handed my business card to our firm administrator and said, I need new business cards. And he said, really? I said, yeah. He said, you're out? I said, no, I just need new business cards. And underneath my knee, it said Douglas E. Noel. I penned out attorney at law, and underneath it, I put printed the words peacemaker. And he looked at the card, and he looked at me, and he looked at the card, and he looked at me, and he said, I can't do that. I said, why not, John? I said, no, I can't do that. You're going to have to go to your partners for that. So, you know, we had all kinds of partner meetings, and half the firm was, I said, I've got a whole new model for practicing law. We can help people solve problems rather than try cases. I mean, we can still try cases, but we can also help people solve problems in a whole new way that I'm learning about. And half the firm felt it was great, and the other half were scared to death, so I left. And that's how it happened.
I understand that, actually, more than you know. I started out run in life and as going into being an attorney. Did much of the same thing. But I did it because I wanted to help people, and most of the time, I guess, people do that for that reason. I found out there were so many people who were so cutthroat, so, you know, they got their kicks from making sure they were able to be able to get even with both sides at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. And I just couldn't take it. That's not why I got in. I did a lot of as when I first started, is you remember Kunstler, and you could go in and do pro bono work, you know, just go and help research and what have you on cases.
Right.
So I did that originally, and that was the point. I wanted to make sure that, you know, you were able to do something good for protecting those who are the weakest among us.
Right. I mean, the judicial system and the rule of law is critical to our society and culture. So although sometimes I'm a little critical about how lawyers practice law, I'm not critical of the judicial system. I think it's absolutely, I mean, it's one of the few things that sets our society apart from many other societies around the world. And
I just like to hopefully that they'd change their attitude and start becoming human.
Well, you know, if you look at constitutional history, there have been lots of political swings on the courts over the years, and we just happen to be swinging to one extreme of the pendulum right now, and it'll swing back.
We always end up doing that. We're looking for, someone like you who sees a different picture. If we can start setting a balance, and I think that's what you're talking about, you know, re-entering a balance in your life,
exactly.
You're more apt to find a resolution than a conflict.
Well, it requires actually making peace. Choosing peace is very, very difficult for a human being to do. You have to choose peace. We're hardwired. Our fear response system, we're neurophysiologically hardwired to fight when we're in a reactive situation. And we have to actually teach ourselves how not to do that. And most people don't have that training. We certainly don't teach our kids how to do it. And so by the time we become adults at 18, it's assumed that we can make peace, but we can't. And once we get into arguments or anger or hatred or stereotyping or deep sense of injustice or whatever it might be, we get into this behavioral mode, which is a fallback, which is our default mode. And unless we consciously choose to be peaceful, we will be contentious and even violent. And that's a real problem. And peacemaking is not easy. One of the things that's so interesting to me is I go all over the world teaching this stuff, teaching people how to do this, how to make these choices. And all the time I hear people saying they love peace. I love this peacemaking stuff, man. You're doing cool work. Keep it up. And yet, when they get into a situation where they're in a fight with somebody, the last thing they want to do is do peace. You know, at one level, they want to hire the meanest junkyard lawyer they can to cream the other side, or they want to pull out their nukes and fire off nukes at each other. And the hardest thing you can do is get two people who hate each other, who would just as soon take their AK-47s and shoot each other, and get them to sit down across the table and have a conversation, a very deliberate conversation, a very structured conversation, about their differences and how they might solve them. People don't want to do that. It's very, very hard. It's much harder, and it takes much more cognitive overload to do peace than it does to do war. It's easy to do war. That's why we do it. It's very hard to do peace.
Now, you have a book, Elusive Peace, How the Modern Diplomatic Strategies Could Be Resolved World Conflicts, correct?
Right. Book came out in April.
Okay. And I had to go ahead and dig into it. It's just how it had to be. And what I, I'm so proud that you put this out, because I think we're heading down a collapsed road. And if we don't get off it, we're going to go off into the ocean or whatever we call it. We'll be right back. This is Capital Forum Radio.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tell me why on the corner all the kids that used to come to run here load their guns here. And tell me why it's okay to kill in the name of the God you pray. Tell me who said it's okay to die in the name of the lies we say. Tell me why there's child soldiers. Tell me why they close the borders. Tell me how to fight disease. And tell me now, won't you please? The only thing I want to do is to be in the arms of someone who believes in me, like I believe in you. And I say, hey, oh, world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey, oh, world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey, oh, world,
we're back. We're back. That is a perfect song. We got the great guy in there. That is a perfect song. We are talking to Doug Knoll. We're ramping up to Christmas. And I love a little part that I just heard in that song saying, why is it okay to kill in the name of the God we pray? Too often, we spend our time, instead of looking for solutions to problems, making more problems. This show was put together as hopefully to find solutions to problems. The number one solution to problems is less conflict and more discussion and solutions. So, again, we're here with Doug Knoll. And on the break, Sergey asked a question talking about having a mediation office. I don't know if Ken, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, it's something you brought up some time ago about ways to handle peace. Give your thoughts on that.
Well, I think, like in the workplace and just in general, how, like in relationships even, and how people think. Some people think the way to get things done in this world is to have power and control over other people. And so, and then you have another group that thinks the way to get things done is through cooperation, mutuality, and that sort of thing, you know. And then you get into relationships, I think, and you have, where you look at people that have been divorced, and you find in a lot of cases that one of them is a power person. you know, and the other one is kind of passive. And the roles reverse. Sometimes it can be a man that's the power person, and sometimes it can be a woman. And they just, you know, they're always bumping heads. And then in the workplace, I worked 28 years at a college. I was a college administrator, and, you know, so I had a lot of people working for me. And the way I got things done was through mutuality and cooperation. I never told people what to do. You know, I asked them. And I think the same thing works in a marriage or anything else. You know, you ask people, you be nice to them when you're asking them to do something, and then you get more out of them. You know, it's just the way I operate. So, and I think half the marriages operate that way. You have one person that's asked, and then the other one tells. That's just my opinion.
Doug, now, what? I know this, unfortunately. Poor Ken is married to me, and I'm a little bit of the dominant type person, but he has taught me a great deal, which I haven't learned quite yet, on being a little bit more passive. So,
let me just share a story with you. I'm working with these women in prison. These are all life inmates. They're murderers for the most part. At a minimum, they're in for life because a human being died at their hands. And these women continually come up to me week after, we're in there frequently, weekly, and they say, if I had known these skills before I committed my crime, I would have never been here. And they come up and they say, you have changed my life. I see stuff now that I've never seen before. And they're not kidding. They have changed their lives. We watch these women transform over 2 years, and the transformation is absolutely unbelievable. And if you want to see the transformation for yourself, go to the project website, which is called prisonofpeace.org, and check out the videos and listen to those women testify about the power of peace and how learning hard. We're not talking about airy fairy, sit around the fire, sing kumbaya stuff. This is a hardcore, difficult stuff to do, and they've learned it, and they've embodied it in their souls, and the transformations have been absolutely unbelievable. The problem is it's hard. It's hard stuff. Peace is hard. It's hard, much harder than violence, and so people don't want to work that hard at it, which you know, Ken was talking about marital couples. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter whether it's two kids in a sandbox, two spouses fighting, or two nations at war. The same dynamics are in place. The same brains are engaged in this social relationship that we call violence. And breaking out of that is extremely difficult. And that's why you need peacemakers. Because a good peacemaker, mediator, has got multidisciplinary training to help people solve their problems, you know, provide for them that which they cannot provide for themselves.
We'll be right back. It's Capital Forum with Doug Knoll. You guys, come on back with us. We're making peace today.
Of international commerce, thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
We got to have peace to keep the world alive and warm the seas. We got to have joy, so in our hearts with strength we can destroy.
And I'd like to let a lot of these things play, but we don't have enough time for you, Doug. Something happened on the break. We're with Doug Knoll, everybody. And Doug, give out your websites and places they can get your book real quick before we forget anything else.
ElusivePeace.com, and you can buy the book at all the usual places. And you can actually go from the website, I link you off to Amazon, IndieBound, Barnes & Noble, and all the usual places. You can usually find the book in your local bookstore or certainly order it. It's a mainstream book published by Prometheus Books.
Okay. Now, one of the things that we have is we're talking about sovereignty, governmental sovereignty, state sovereignty, and you brought up that it was used too much differently.
Yeah. Sovereignty is a concept that's been around for a long time. It became part of our modern lexicon in a treaty some 400 or 500 years ago called the Treaty of Westphalia, where the European nations got together in a retreat, and it was actually mediated and agreed that the church would no longer interfere in the internal affairs of the sovereign nations. So that's kind of how it started, and it's been reaffirmed by the United Nations. But the problem with sovereignty is that it doesn't answer a lot of questions, like what happens when you have human rights abuses inside a country? What happens when you have a genocide? And sovereignty implies an obligation of the government to protect and serve the people. So what's going on in Syria? You know, how can Syria even begin to claim that sanctions are violating its sovereignty when it is engaging in these gross human rights abuses as it suppresses protests in homes in Damascus and other cities in Syria? So sovereignty is used as a justification by leadership to prevent other people from interfering with violence and war and internal strife. And it's an outdated concept that really needs revision. We live in a world today that's so deeply interconnected that the idea of sovereignty must change or we're going to kill ourselves. I mean, climate change is the same thing. The people in Durban still can't come to an agreement on how we're going to manage climate change. and that's
well, there's
all because
no,
of the power industry.
People tell you there's no climate change. That'd
well,
be funny.
Then all they got to do is read the newspaper and explain to me why the ice cap in Greenland is melting and the bedrock underneath Iceland is rising by 3/4 of an inch every year because the compression of the ice is leaving and Greenland is actually rising an inch every year. And that's unprecedented in the recorded history of geology. Explain that.
I actually did this. I went into the Missouri House of Representatives, also in Washington, D.C., into a group of legislators that were over there. And I brought video, I brought everything showing this and bringing up the fact that if we don't stop it, what is going to happen to the polar bears and every other ecosystem? Someone says, well, bears, you know, they can be very violent. That's fine, but they're part of an ecosystem.
Well, let's forget that. What about the island nations?
Yes, that's the other
I mean, what's going to happen to these hundreds of millions of people that live in low-lying lands near the ocean, littoral lands, or they live on islands?
They don't make anything. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's exactly correct. That's the sad, yeah. That's the sad truth. But that's the attitude. They don't matter. What matters is that we profit, and we're not going to sacrifice for the betterment of others. So that's why the idea of sovereignty needs some serious revision, for exactly that attitude.
And sometimes we head off. I'm a hothead. I'll admit it. That's why I originally went to being a lawyer. So that's the point. So you get it. Anyway, but I tend to. I went from being very passive, and then after dealing with my people in the legislature, I turned blue and green. I don't explain what that is.
Is that from anger?
Yeah. When you're trying to explain to a legislator that if you sign onto this bill, you're taking away somebody's right to their own DNA who've done nothing wrong simply because it's written in the bill, but that's not what they said it was. So it doesn't matter that it's written in the bill.
Right.
And then you grab both fists together and you shake them and you look like a cartoon when you want to shoot. But I don't have a gun. I don't carry one, guys. I'm out of it. But you know, that's why I have Tom here. Tom is my, okay, let's go ahead and see if we can just find solutions. That's all great, fine and good. Let's see if we can find a solution. So sometimes Tom is my, what do you want to call you? Tom. My bouncing boy?
Well, I've got a question.
Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of people listening now would think that there's a bigger picture to the whole scenario. And I think the bigger picture is there's psychopathics that are in charge, and their goal is to create a one-world government, and their route to get there is through endless wars. So if these people that are psychopathic have no desire for peace, how do we deal with them in a peaceful way?
Well, okay, there are multiple layers to that question. First of all, I agree that if you're dealing with people who are psychopathic or sociopathic, making peace with them is very difficult. It's extremely challenging, especially you've got four basic personality types, that maladaptive personality types. Each one has to be dealt with in a different way. Fundamentally, though, if you're talking about leaders, I would be wary of stereotyping leaders as psychopathic. I think stereotyping is a very dangerous thing to do. Ultimately, at the end of the day, here in the United States, our choice is if we don't like our leadership, we change it by the ballot box. And we give people 2 or 4 years to show what they can do. And if we don't like it, we change it. And if we don't change it, then that indicates that we're either apathetic or we either like what we see or we're apathetic to it and we don't bother to vote.
Exactly.
Once again,
backing up, look at the big picture, what we consider, what you're referring to as leaders are not leaders at all. They're just puppets to the people that are in control behind the scenes.
Well, that may be, but I see no evidence of it. And I know there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there that say that there's this group of a cabal of people who have a lot of money and they're pulling the strings in the background. I see no evidence of that, and I am very leery of those kinds of answers. Pardon me?
Who owns our Federal Reserve that controls our money supply and controls the central banks around the world?
Well, again, you know, the the money supply is an economic issue. It's a very complex system that's set up and has evolved since the 1930s. And, you know, again, the grand conspiracy theories don't help us solve problems. What they do is they help us stereotype and polarize. So what I'd rather do is look at how can we convince people who have power to look at other alternatives to war, other alternatives to violence. You know, every single war that has ever been perpetrated on this planet has always ended in conversation. It's always ended in a conference of some kind. It's always ended in peace negotiations. There isn't a war on the planet that hasn't ended in peace negotiations. So peace always happens. The question is, when does it happen? Does it happen before the violence, the destruction, and the mass killing of innocents, or afterwards?
Yes.
And all I'm saying is we need to put more effort into more discussions ahead of time rather than later. The Obama administration has its faults, but I will say that compared to the previous administration, it's doing a pretty good job of getting out there and talking to people and reaching out.
We're going to do all sides.
I don't think so.
But wait, that's okay. Hold on. Sergey, here's the issue. Okay. No matter what, there's always going to be someone, somewhere, some conflict. And as we're talking about sovereignty, one thing you don't know, Doug, is we're very active. Our group is doing state banks for states for them to get out of a lending or interest-bearing debt on public money. It saves billions and billions of dollars. Okay, that's a solution. Okay, that's a discussion and a solution. Now, we're all not going to agree, and that's the whole point of being mediation and finding balance.
Well, I can tell you many different examples of how this current administration failed to have a
peace talk. Every administration fails.
Yes.
There's something every administration always fails on. But I'll tell you, we're in a war because of the prior administration, and we're continuing to be in a war because of the one before that. What we're talking about here with Doug, because we're going into the Christmas season, is how do we mediate between each other, moderate between each other, kindness, respect, honor. Okay, and so that's why I'm not looking for a conflict in this discussion. It's how do we use tools, Doug?
I'm happy to share the most fundamental tool of all, which is really easy and quick to describe, not so easy to do. Matthew Lieberman is a neuroscientist at UCLA and has done a bunch of imaging studies on people. And what he did was have people, when they were in the scanner, he would evoke emotions. He'd show them a film clip or something and get them very emotional, really get their emotional centers of the brain highly activated. And then what he did is he went through and tried a whole bunch of techniques, all these different techniques, to see what would calm people down and what would get them to a place where they got calmed down. And he found the simplest technique of all. It's called affect labeling. And so all you have to do, if you have the presence of mind when somebody you're presented with is very angry or very emotional, all you have to do is just tell them, basically restate the emotion that they're – look at their emotional experience. Ignore their words. And just help them understand their emotional experience. So I would say, for example, somebody's talking to me said, really angry right now. Yeah, you sound really frustrated. It sounds like you've just suffered a really deep and abiding injustice. And I'm coming from my heart, not from my head when I do this. But all I'm doing, I'm not trying to solve their problem. I'm not trying to agree with them. All I'm trying to do is help them reflect back their emotional experience in the moment. So if you've got a little 3-year-old who's acting out, oh, Lindy, you're really angry right now. Tom, you're really angry right now. If you just do that, just reflect back their emotional experience, what I call reading the emotional data field, and then reflecting it back. If you have the presence of mind to do that, you can stop conflict dead in its tracks. It's absolutely unbelievable how powerful that is.
Well,
so people going into the holiday season, if they took the time to figure this out and practice it, and then what you don't practice it on your on your spouse or your kids in the beginning. I never tell people to do that. I said go to the Starbucks lady or the coffee lady, the barista, and look at them and say, yeah, you look like you're having a good day today, or you look kind of tired today. And just do a little reflecting back of what you sense their emotional experiences in the moment, and watch how they respond. And what's amazing is that if you make a mistake, if you don't get it right, they'll say, no, I don't feel that way, I feel this way. They'll come right back automatically and tell you how they feel, and then you reflect back what you just learned. And then you'll get a nod of the head or a yeah, that's it. You just created an empathic connection.
Okay, see, and that's
an amazing thing. Give an amazing gift to somebody. You listen to them.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
You talked about those ladies in prison, and I read a book. It was about men and women. But one thing that these violent criminals had in common was a lack. They couldn't express their felt emotion.
Right.
So they lacked a language of felt emotion.
Right.
And so when things got violent, they couldn't express how they felt, you know, and so they just got violent with their fist or a gun or something like that, you know. So
right.
One thing, you know, that these people could work on, or all of us maybe, is to read, this sounds crazy, but read poetry, because poetry, you know, is usually written by people that can express how they feel. You know, like love, poetry about love, for example. It's just chock full of ways to express yourself, you know, to your partner.
Right.
And it's just a thought there. But it seemed like you said the way to solve conflict was to talk about it. Well, you could also, you know, do that on the front end and learn how to, you know, express your feelings.
Hey, Doug, we accept callers on our show, and we have some callers that are starting to dial in.
We'll have to drop down one of our, two of our other hosts. So, Sergey or Ken, we're going to have to drop you down so that you can take a caller.
They mute their microphone. We have Craig in Ontario. Craig, what do you have for us this morning?
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Question for your guest earlier on in the conversation. Said he really supports the legal system. And the question I have is that... you say you support it. Would you like to see it overhauled and brought back to constitutional-based law, which it hasn't been since 38, or are you still okay with the status quo of using the whole admiralty law, corporate law-based system that it is right now?
Well, I think when I'm talking about the legal system in general, I'm talking about two fundamental principles. They're constitutional principles. They have been expanded over the years, not reduced. And that is the constitutional right of notice and opportunity to be heard. Those are the two central pivots of what we call procedural justice, or due process. Embedded in the Constitution. And as long as we have a reasonable opportunity to be heard, as long as we have a reasonable notice of claims, notice that somebody's doing something to you, and the opportunity to be heard, and it's in a relatively fair forum, then I think that, you know, everything else just sort of flows from there. The actual laws themselves come and go. As I said earlier, there's always been a pendulum in the law. What laws prevail, which people have more rights than other people, and it swings back and forth depending upon how culture changes, how society changes, how the courts view society. The law tends to be pretty conservative, so it's usually about 20 or 30 years behind society as a whole.
Right, but you understand, I mean, sir, that constitutional law or constitution is no longer relevant in your American court system as of that court
case. I disagree with that. I think the United States Constitution is alive and vital in every court every day. Otherwise, we wouldn't have, we would have our government running amok over the rights of the people. One of the fundamental purposes of the Constitution is to prevent the government from usurping too much power from the people. Now, I know people can argue with that, but right now, I have a great issue with our criminal justice system. Don't get me wrong. However, there is still, the government still has to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. There is still a right to confront witnesses. There is still, a prohibition against self-confession. Those are fundamental. Those don't exist in Russia. They don't exist in Iran. They don't exist in North Korea or China or a number of
other countries. My understanding, they don't exist in the States either, Rob. I wish somebody else could phone with more legal expertise to help us out on this.
Oh, just hold on. We'll be right back.
I've got it.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We don't have much time, unfortunately. Doug, I'm going to have you back on. But during the break, and like I said, sometimes during the break we have our best discussion. one of the things we're talking about is constitutionality, a sovereignty. And I think the difference between what you, Greg, was talking about, Ontario, and what he's talking about was different. And you admitted, Doug, during the break that Patriot Act is one of the most offenses. I mean, it is definitely removing sovereignty. The states are undergoing those type of things. But, and I do believe, Doug, you understand the big picture. Am I right? I mean,
well, I like to think that I understand the big picture, but maybe I don't. You know, I'm humble enough to know that I miss a lot.
You know, Doug, it's interesting. We'd have you back on the show. I'd make a challenge. Listen to RBN off and on for about a week and then come back on the show when you have that opportunity to do that. And we could. I'm serious because I need to see the big pitch before we can address it. And Louise can readily admit that I'm all about solutions. But first, I think we need to recognize the problem is so we can solve this problem.
Well, we've got so many problems.
So it sounds like, you know, it sounds like it's important to understand the larger picture. And you know, there's a certain frustration when people don't see the larger picture.
Exactly, and now I'm not trying to be confrontational. As Louise points out, I am 100%. We need to focus on solutions because otherwise we're just sitting around talking about the problem.
Right, and so it gets, and it's probably frustrating when people aren't talking about solutions and all they do is talk about problems.
Well, it is for me, but that's not the point. The point is you're obviously an intelligent person, and you're trying to mediate this conversation. But the point is if we can understand the big picture, where the people are in control, pulling the strings behind the scenes, then what do we do about it? What is the solution? That's what I'm all about.
See, that's what, hold on here, that's what he's for. The whole point of the book, the whole point of what we're talking about here, okay, nobody can mediate your life but you. And your belief system, your value system, your sense of right and wrong, they're going to be different than the guy next to you. How do you find duality, commonality? How do you find those things that bring, yes, you're justified in your belief, but at the same time, we can find some type of, what do you want to call it, peace between us all. And I think going into the Christmas season, peace is very important because we don't have it, not in us, around us, or over the seas. I think we have to start with our picture here. That's one reason why I asked you, Doug, to be on the radio. Can we find a way that, or we can find inner peace and then radiate that out?
Well, sure. I mean, inner peace is really, if you don't have inner peace, how can you have outer peace? If you're not peaceful within yourself, how are you going to be able to listen to other people? How are you going to be able to listen to yourself? So finding inner peace through all kinds of, we've had developed all kinds of technologies over the centuries for developing inner peace, and practice those technologies. It might be some sort of contemplative practice like yoga or meditation or prayer. It might be reading poetry. It might be playing music. It could be,
you know,
all kinds of things.
One thing I think is the solution, and I've found this for myself, is to learn how to communicate. And most people don't know what that means. You know, they think communication is 90% talking. You know, and it's not. It's learning how to listen. You know, like intently listening is a skill. And then also, I think there's a basic need that people have, and that is to understand, try to understand the other person. You know, so if you can learn to listen and with the intent of trying to understand, it goes a long way towards peace.
We'll be right back.